Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
High Five Casino. High Five Casino is a social casino with real prizes and big Vegas hits at highfivecasino.com. The hottest games right from Vegas and all winnings go straight to your bank account. Hundreds of exclusive games, free daily rewards, and come back to get free coins every 4 hours. Only at highfivecasino.com.
High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details at high5casino.com.
High Five Casino.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
So we gather again in the 15-minute morning show podcast Zoom room. There's Froggy in the bedroom, Danielle in the basement, Scary in the control room, Gandhi in the living room, Nate in the whatever room that is.
Living room.
Scotty B in the other studio, Garrett in the kitchen, and Brody, what room are you in?
I'm in the den.
The den.
Oh, the den.
There you go. And I'm in my basement. So here we go. So do you guys, is it okay if we just defer to Brody and have him chair today's 15-minute morning show podcast?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I like this.
It's less work we have to do, Brody.
Oh, fantastic.
Buckle up.
Whatever I can do to help. So I need advice. On Friday, I mentioned this yesterday, my water heater stopped working. And the guys were supposed to come yesterday, and they didn't. Ooh. That's not the issue. The issue is the correct way to take a cold shower. Now, I tried taking the shower head off. It's removable. And, like, getting the, like, legs, the bottom of my legs wet where it's not as sensitive, and then letting the water warm up and then moving that around. Then I tried doing my, like, shampooing my hair and then taking that suds when it's warmed up and then moving that around. Is there a better way to not suffer the cold water? Do you guys have a method?
I always boil water on the stove, and I just take a sponge bath.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good idea.
Which is difficult when it comes to shampooing hair. That's the only problem, because you need a large amount of water to get the soap out of your hair.
So I do it differently with the hair. Because sometimes when you first get your hair colored, you only want to wash your hair with cold water because the color mm-hmm. is better. So I will actually kneel beside the tub and put my head in and do my hair first quickly in cold water and then wrap a towel around it. And then I will actually, if it's still cold, quickly get in the shower, lather up really fast, and then jump out.
I'm always a fan of just braving it and sticking your whole body, head, yeah. legs, oh. hair, everything into the cold shower because you have to jar yourself and then it's okay. Whoa. If you try to ease in, it just prolongs the misery. You can't do that.
Yeah, it's like a cold pool.
It's like
pool.
Jumping
you
into cold water. In, yeah. Bam. Yeah.
Mm. Go on, do you yard, just and jump right into hose. A cold pool?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't try to ease into it. That's terrible. Makes me feel awful for way longer than if you just jump in. Once your head and shoulders Alrighty. Are in, you're
Why don't
good.
You just go get a suite at the Ritz-Carlton?
Oh, first world problems. Let me do that. Froggy, you jump right into a cold pool?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Because if you start with your feet and you ease your way in, it's an hour before you get in. If you just jump in, just you know, full bore jump in, you get used to it pretty quick.
Is your pool still open, Brody?
No, the pool's closed. But when it was cold, if the heater wasn't on or you know somebody else's pool, I like to take a little water and just kind of pat it around. You know, no. So it takes about 45 minutes, Frog.
Right.
You
should have just jumped your ass in. See, if I was there, I would push you in.
Yeah.
If I saw you doing that, I'm the guy that pushes you in. I'm like, just get in the fucking Froggy, pool already.
It's helpful.
Froggy would be buying Brody a new phone because Brody's phone would be in his pocket, and then Brody would be out of phone.
Can't you get some free...
Androids are waterproof.
Can't you get some free trial membership at a gym somewhere and use their shower?
Ooh, good.
I thought about that, but COVID... I'm not showering with the COVIDs. Not doing that.
You're just going to shower with a mask?
Who cares?
I'll shower with a mask, yeah.
What about your neighbors? Maybe. Are you not friendly enough with any of your neighbors to go around and use maybe their shower?
Dude, no.
Froggy, you know me.
Hey, maybe not the Ritz-Carlton. How about like a Marriott Courtyard?
Okay, this coming from the guy who rented a hotel room just to go to the bathroom.
Yes.
Isn't there a shower in our office building?
It's cold.
Yeah, it's cold. It's always cold. It summer.
Yeah, we don't have heat in our shower in the office building.
No.
Huh.
No. I had a shower one time with Greg T in there, and there was no hot water.
Let's talk about that day. What?
I don't remember why. Greg T did something, and he got stuff all over himself and me, and so we both ended up taking a shower, and the whole
together?
Time, well, at the same time, and the whole time he's standing there talking about. You know what's bigger than this, right? You know what gets bigger? Just, I'm like, T, I don't even care, dude. I'm not even looking at it. I'm like,
dude, he always claims girth. He always says, I have girth. I don't have.
Yeah. We always say he's hung like a pancake.
Yeah.
Flapjack.
Oh, my God. That's so gross.
Yeah. All right, Brody. I hope we've helped you.
Yeah. All right. Do I need to spit another topic out? Because I have another one that Daniel.
Oh, yeah. No, you've got all 15 minutes.
Can you use Gary Shower, by the way?
He's not invited to my shower because I wasn't invited to his pool this summer.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Show of hands. Who would go into Scary Shower right now?
I would.
Yeah. All right. I got three and Froggy.
Froggy just survived brain surgery.
Can I go into my shower? That's
Gandhi. Gandhi needs to hear the question again.
What's the question?
Gandhi, would you right now go and take a shower in Scary Shower?
I'm not there. Would. You would, right?
Yeah, I think you would. I would.
All right. So, Danielle, Wait, why not? You wouldn't.
I'm out.
No. Why?
Danielle, tell Froggy.
I would not take a shower in Scary's shower right now.
Why not?
I don't know.
Because your whole house is a COVID house. It's not a COVID house.
It is. You know what it reminds me of as well is the time we all stayed in the same hotel room in the hotel. Well, I got a night, then Brody got a night. And I don't want to sleep in a bed after knowing one of you has been in it.
Yeah,
I don't want to be in. I don't want to be in Scary Shower after I
did it. Ben.
Well, I get that. I guess.
See, me neither. But I have no problem in a hotel. It's just like when I go to my parents' house, I put toilet paper down on the seat because I don't want to touch their ass. But in a hotel, I don't
care. Are you serious?
Yeah.
So why don't you just bring like a cleaning wipe and wipe it? And then
because I'm out of my mind.
You really are.
Yeah. Fair enough.
I've heard of a grow house before, but I've never heard of a vid house. I guess Scary's got a vid house. He's just growing
the vid. This is like the opposite
bubble. I don't have company ever, except for my girlfriend, and it's a clean house. It really is.
You just drag in whatever you bring in. You bring stuff in.
Forget the MTV beach houses. The MTV vid house. Here we go.
House and TikTok.
I mean, I wish, you know, listen, I think I'm good. I take my shoes off the second I get
come into the house. I wash my hands thoroughly.
But you're always hanging out with the vid crew.
I'm really, I'm not. It's the same group of people. It's the same small group of people.
Do they know that we call them the vid crew? That we suspect them of being carriers?
Three of them had it in like February and March.
Okay.
March.
In February, you said? Before there was testing for it?
Before there was testing
so
for
you're
in
immune.
March, yeah.
They had
you're
it?
You're immune. It's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
How do you know they had it if you couldn't test for it?
No. Nope. They have the antibodies.
Oh.
Hey, Scotty.
The antibodies might last forever.
Is the door between your studio and Scary's door closed or
always
open?
I do not allow it to be propped. Why is that? Because I don't want his droplets spraying in here.
Oh, my God.
His aerosols.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. But he's saying the same thing to Andrew. So his, you know how he does Serial Killers podcast with Andrew. So Andrew's supposed to come in next week and record a podcast. And I'm supposed to be on the episode. And they're going back and forth on text arguing of if he's bringing the vid in. And I don't want you to
here.
Come in because you're bringing the vid. And you got they're hysterical.
Well,
they're
no,
like
because
a comedy
he's
routine.
Been fine. He's been home all this time. But he just went to Kentucky last week. I don't want him in here.
Yeah, he traveled.
Yeah, he needs to quarantine for 2 weeks.
Do you wipe your cereal down?
He does.
Do I?
Can we address what Scary said about his friends having the antibodies, though? Didn't we talk to doctors who said that those antibodies really only last for maybe 4 months?
Yeah.
Which means your friends did not have it in March. They would have had it later than March, so they are vid carriers, and you could be a carrier, too.
And you were hanging out with them heavily in February and March and April.
Yes.
No, I actually locked down for March and April. I came out of my shell in May. As soon as the weather broke and someone said they were having a barbecue, I was like, oh, my God, grilled beef. I'm in. And I went.
Are you hanging out?
Fuck this pandemic. I need
they
beef.
They got the test for antibodies
Are you hanging out with Sex on the Way Dave?
Dave?
Sex on the Way Dave?
Why do they call him that?
Well, because a couple of times when we were going to meet him, he had miscellaneous sex with some girl on his way to meet us.
That was years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, he stopped at some girl's apartment. Yeah, he's dating a girl now, but we called him Sex on the Way Dave. Because he would like meet a girl on a bus, go home to her apartment, and then show up late to whatever we were doing.
Oh, really? My gosh.
He met a girl
sounds fun.
On a bus. I know. Mm-hmm. What kind of life is that? Jeez. Look at Nate.
What's the matter, Nate?
Well, I'm not taking this mask off after finding that Scary's,
crew.
Friends are the hot zone of COVID in
the COVID
New Jersey.
The COVID crew.
Yeah, because if you hung out, if they just got tested for antibodies and they still have them, then they have had it within the last 4 months, that means.
No, they really haven't. I mean,
Dr. Jones.
My friend, take back what I said about staying in your COVID crib. I'm not doing that shit.
So my friend Knuckles got it in July.
Knuckles.
Whoa. His name is Knuckles.
His last name is Knuckles. Knuckols.
Because he drags them.
And he had it. Hold on. He went down with his family to LBI and had it in the 4th of July. And I hadn't seen him in months.
And I
still haven't seen him.
That is the most scary friend name of all time. Knuckles.
I saw him once last month.
Knuckles with the vid.
Scary went out with him once. Last week to a club called Hot Zone.
No.
Why did you even bring up Knuckles? We're not even talking.
Well, that's an example of one of my friends who had it around the 4th of July and has the antibodies for it. I will say this, okay? I've been following Hoboken. Hoboken has a newsletter, and the mayor of Hoboken is very good with reporting the cases. Every day, it tells you how many COVID cases were reported in Hoboken.
And Knuckles is on the list every day?
Day by day. 0, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Lately, it's been 3, 4,
but
2,
you hang out with
4.
The 3 and 4.
Yeah. And for like 12, 13, maybe even more
you.
Than that,
no.
12 weeks in a row, maybe 14 weeks in a row.
We're muted. We're talking. Muted with him. Yeah. He can't hear us.
Who can't hear us? What happened?
Brody, do you have anything else? This is like, whatever. Is there something else you want to talk about?
I just wanted to say something.
Okay, I have two things.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
You're saying that there's no one in Hoboken that has COVID, so you're saying.
No, I've been watching the cases, and the deaths in Hoboken have remained unchanged at 31 deaths since March.
Scary finds the newly infected people, and he offers them to take them to dinner every night.
No, the deaths have been... No. They did the death count, and it was it's at 31. It's been at 31 for like 16 weeks now.
But let me just throw one thing in there. Let me throw one little log on the fire.
Sure.
The reason those numbers are low is because people are smart and they're being careful.
Agreed. Right. Agreed.
Okay. So maybe Hoboken would be happy if you were smart and you did the right thing. That's all.
He's also talking about a town he doesn't live in.
Right.
Right. Also,
wait, you're talking about Hoboken numbers? You don't even
I don't hang out in Jersey City. No. I hang out in Hoboken. I live in Jersey City.
Hoboken and Jersey City touch each other, so they're very close. Jersey City has been doing great. Everybody's wearing their masks. They're keeping everything the way that it's supposed to be, distancing from each other. Jersey City is where it's at. Scary lives in Jersey City. Hoboken notoriously does not do the same. Hoboken is not wearing the mask. They're not following the rules. And Scary's rolling from Jersey City to Hoboken.
Where does your friend Vinnie Knuckles live? Where does he live at?
Ryan. He lives in Hoboken.
Oh, okay. Ryan.
Hey, Scary. Why are people saying that we're running the same we're running the same phone tap as yesterday? Why are you doing that?
Yeah, are you running Froggy's phone tap at 9:20 from yesterday?
Scary.
Oh, Scary.
You have that foggy brain.
What'd you do?
Yeah, the vid brain.
That's a sign of COVID.
Yeah.
He bounced my phone tap.
Yeah.
Scary. That was Brody's phone tap.
Brody got fucked.
I got COVIDed.
You fucked Brody. That was his phone tap slot. And you.
There's a great phone tap, too.
You should get tested today.
Yeah.
Well, I don't
know. How much time we have, Froggy?
2.5 minutes.
Oh, God, that's so
By
long.
The way, in 20 years of doing phone taps, that has never happened.
I don't think so.
Hey, Scary, what's...
Yeah, that has happened.
What's Hoboken's rate of putting in the wrong phone tap?
It's actually when lower. It's yours,
when it's yours, 100%.
Yeah. Jealous son of a bitch.
Brody, you know he did that on purpose.
Oh,
yeah, because my phone tap at 7:20 got a lot of text messages that they loved it. He's like, fuck that, I'm not going to put it in for 9:20.
Right. Yeah, they loved your sausage phone tap.
I know. Oh, they love my sausage.
Well, now you have to play it tomorrow again or something.
Yes.
You have to figure
it out.
You have
to play my phone tap at 9:20 tomorrow.
No, you can't do it. No.
How do you get somebody to like your sausage? What do you do? How do you get that to happen?
Brody doesn't know. He's going to tell
you. I say, hand like your sausage. Works every time.
Hey, you know, Scotty, they have that new Kind cereal.
Yes.
I'm going to pour me a bowl right now.
You should. Which one do you have?
He's out.
Talk about
no
cliffhanger.
Time to even
cliffhanger right there.
Danielle.
Yes, what are you sending me?
Look what I'm sending you.
What? Yay, Dunkaroos!
It's not even out yet. Look how special you are.
I am so special. Thank you. I love
you. You're welcome. And that'll air next Monday on Serial Killers, the podcast.
Hey.
Are we still on?
He's not
doing.
We're done. He's not. Okay.
I think it's over. I think we're all
done. No, we're not over.
Nate's never taking his mask off.
No fucking way. Not with COVID Jones in there.
COVID I would like to amend my answer of yes, I would shower at Scary's to now after all of these developments. No,
thank
I'm with
you.
The rest of you guys.
Thank you, Gandhi.
I was okay with it.
Scary, I think you should bring Vinnie Knuckles in tomorrow to do the show with you. I'm sure Nate would love to meet him.
It's Ryan.
Oh, it's Ryan Knuckles.
Tony Soprano.
Knuckles with the vid.
Ryan Knuckles. It's Vinny. He's right.
COVID Jones. Bobby Brown's new makeup line is Jones Road, and she's got a special blush. It's called COVID Jones.
Scary lives on the COVID 19th floor.
we've been done, right, Froggy?
No, not yet. We're done in 5 seconds.
8 more minutes.
We're done too.
This is all garbage time. This is
hey, Froggy.
Yeah.
In honor of Scary, why don't you upload yesterday's podcast instead of today's?
Oh, okay. you guys, I swear.
You love us. Come on, you
Scary.
Love us.
You guys, I swear.
Say you love us,
Scary. All right, Scary, tell us you love us. We're done.
None of what they're saying is true, folks. And I do love my coworkers, just not right
love
now.
Love you,
and
Scary.
From the distance.
Love you lots, Scary.
Bye.
With a mask on.
COVID Jones.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
The following is a high-five moment from HighFiveCasino.com.
I won! Yahoo! Private, put down your phone. This is the army.
Sarge, High Five Casino is a social casino. It's on your phone. Goes wherever you go. I win free spins, cash, prizes, free daily rewards, over 1,200 games. I won again.
Platoon, present cell phone. High Five.
High Five.
Casino.
Casino.
Win at High Five Casino.
.com. High Five Casino is a social casino. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Conditions apply. See website for details.
High Five Casino.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season, millions tuned into the Betrayal podcast to hear a shocking story of deception. I'm Andrea Gunning, and now we're sharing an all-new story of betrayal. Justin Rutherford. Doctor, father, family man. It was the perfect cover to hide behind.
Detective Weaver said, "I'm sure you know why we're here." I was like, "What in the world is going on?"
Listen to Betrayal on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.